questions about it.
What was the class of the building?
A D minus.
D minus, okay. So it's on the lower range of everything we've looked at so far.
We've got, we put a similar property at about $1 million.
And Stranson.
I think, but this is in Forsyth, of course, yeah. So.
He's asking for 647.
I'd be happy with, I don't think $1 million would be. I think 647 would be justified based on the income approach, but if you dropped it to even $1 million, we'd still be happy. We'd still be happy with that. Any kind of break would be appreciated, actually.
I mean, the occupancy rate.
I mean, the occupancy rate is higher on this one. I mean, it seems to be doing better over here than they're doing in Branson, ironically.
Yeah.
Okay, and does the assessor have anything else on this issue?
No. If we were doing straight line, it would be at a 78, but it's at a 70, so I did depreciate it a little more than it should have been.
Okay. And you have it at $39 a square foot?
The base per square foot rate is $39.74. After you depreciate the building with extra features, it's down to $30.52.
Okay.
Well, if we're gonna make a motion without Jerry here, I would want you to make that motion as to what your value would.
I think being in, you have to account for it being in Forsyth.
Yeah.
So I would say $900,000 would be a good evaluation.
Assessor, have any thoughts on that? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
All right. I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. We think that's reasonable compared to what we've done with the other places. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. I can make that.
Yep.
Do you want me to keep it?
Thank you. We do want to keep it.
Yeah.
I'll
take that back and
never
scan.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it's useful for you, if you don't mind.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. I've got an in-person here at 10 o'clock for a Michael and Rhonda Mahoney, but didn't we have these guys before?
So on the
BOE 623, or
Mahoney,
maybe not.
That's down at Long Beach, and they have two structures on their property. One they're using as a nightly rental, so it was marked commercial.
Okay. We've not had this one then already.
No, and I don't know how many.
I think I'm thinking of this because I think that Mr. Ingram's client's name was Mahoney as well.
Yeah, that was Marilyn.
One of the two.
Yeah, that was a different
Marilyn
one.
Marilyn and Mike.
That was a different one.
I don't know if these people are related. It could be the son and daughter or something. But
so there's two houses on the property?
Right. There's a newer one, like 1924, and there's a 1935. And they're using the 1935 as a commercial property.
Did I get the rental out of that mind here?
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. I understand that completely. Yep. Thank you.
See you, Tim. All right, well, I don't see them. I think I'll go ahead and just give them a call. But we've got two. It says residential. What's the appeal classification?
They're saying that one of their houses on the property is a nightly rental. And so if Jennifer can bring up the pictures, you can see.
Well, but if they reside there, then wouldn't they get that B&B? I don't know if they reside there.
That's
or not.
That's up to you.
Yeah.
The assessor always thinks that the nightly rental is 100% commercial.
I understand, but in other words, we don't know whether or not they actually reside there or not, because that would give them that break under the statute. Okay.
Oh, for bed and breakfast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, this is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. We had you on for an in-person hearing today, but I didn't see you, so I thought I'd call you.
Yes, yeah, I'm going to be here.
Okay. Needed to ask you a couple questions. I know that you got sent a classification change because of a nightly rental on the property. Could you tell me about the property? It looks like there's a couple of houses on the property.
Yeah, there are. It's not a nightly rental anymore.
Okay.
And so we never filed it as that, but we can't do it as a nightly rental.
You can't do it as a nightly rental because
the zoning told us we couldn't.
Okay. So you mean
yeah, we had to stop.
You're part of a subdivision?
What do you mean? We're in the Long Beach area.
Okay, but the Taney County Planning and Zoning told you that, or who told you that? I guess
yeah.
I'm trying to figure out. Well, I mean, planning and zoning doesn't necessarily control that. That just has to do with the...
Well, we got a letter from them.
Okay.
From Scott, when Scott was there.
Okay. Well, is that particular, I mean...
So they should be residential if they're not allowed to have a nightly rental.
Yeah, it should be residential, and that's what it was.
Okay.
And so that's why I'm going, just to make it residential again.
Do you live on the property?
I do. I live in the house next door.
Okay. Well, you're going to, even if you had it, you would fall under the bed and breakfast carve out then. So let's.
Why?
Well, there's a statute about bed and breakfast that if you live on property and there's less than so many units, then they will allow it. They call it residential and a bed and breakfast because you still reside on the property. But that doesn't necessarily mean to me. I'm not going to get into the zoning thing. You'd have to talk to council about that. So as far as as far as this goes, you're indicating to me that it's not used as a nightly rental. At this point.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right.
Now, normally we have to look at it as of January 1, but in this case you live on the property, so it's going to be residential anyway. So I'm going to make a motion on BOE 623 that we change classification to residential, back to residential.
Second.
A second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. That's been changed. It sounds like to me it's not going to be an issue going forward, so we appreciate you owning in Taney County. Thank you.
So, wait a minute.
Because
I had it 2 o'clock. I don't come at 2 now?
I'd say we have it at 10, but you will not have to come. We just changed. You've only got one appeal, right?
Right. That's it.
Yeah, we just changed it for you. You don't need to come. We changed it back.
Okay, and will we get a letter for that?
You will within a couple of days.
That will be great. And thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and then we have the Massive Empire. Okay, and I assume that they go all the way to the Meyer Land Development on page 39. It's all Empire up above that.
They're in person. 11.
Yes.
We do have teleconference if you wanted to call some starting at.
Yeah, I'm going to try that. Now, Meyer Land Development, Russ is here for that.
Yes.
And what is that? Is that vacant land? Is it, what is it? Or I'm just curious as to what that is. Is it? It looks like all a bunch of lots. There's 3 lots in Thousand Hill. Let's see.
This one here is a hotel.
Okay, so they've got a wide variety of property on here is what they've got. They've got both. There's 3 properties or at least three motels, it looks like, from the, at least 4. On page 40, there's properties all 2, 3, 5 million. So those must all be hotels, I assume. Is that what those are?
Yeah.
Right. So some of these could be index change. He's taken us to SDC, I think, every year. I don't know if his if it's been solved yet because these things are running so late. So I have no idea.
Actually, I think I ran into him, and he told me they had just submitted their arguments the other day. They don't even have a decision yet. So he may not have one.
And we also, as you know, across all commercial in the county, we had the index increase.
Okay.
From 235 to 240.
Right.
Even though their card says, what was it, 258?
My question is, are these values reflecting what we decided in BOE in 23? Do you know? In other words,
it should be.
Are there any? In other words, it would be whatever we set it at 23 plus the index change.
Right, 23 and 24 is what you would have set it for 23 and 24.
Right.
And then
so
the only difference would be the index change. Or if they have a bunch of land, we would have made the land equalize out with everybody.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, there may be some land stuff. All right, the BOE, that's an in-person. That's an in-person. We've got Mr. Huffman starting. We put him at one.
So we did solve the Huffman one. Randy called him, and he understands now that when we do the base area, that's the main floor, which he's still 2,805, and that everything else is adjusted. So that includes the main floor, the basement.
So what's our appraised value?
The open porches. His total value here is 647,921.
647 what?
921.
Okay, our sheet says 692, so we probably need to make a motion to drop it to that value if it,
right.
you're saying it's agreed upon?
And the total assessed is 123,100.
Okay.
So even though we made that change for 25, when they put the cards out, I think because of the index changes, because they went from 2.58 down to 2.4, you see.
Mm-hmm. All right, so but do you think he agrees if I call him and just get that done? Okay.
Because he said the last time his only quibble was over his square footage, but we've solved that. It's what we're saying it is.
All circuits are busy now.
Oh, joy. Let's try it. Come on.
All circuits are busy now. Please try your call again later. All circuits are busy now.
All right. I don't know if it's his number or if that's just everybody. It's us. Let's. On the bee's knees, we had that before. And so did we had these before, didn't we?
That's a land one.
Really challenging evaluation classification.
Were they going to get us some comps or what was this? Okay, was this one where we had
this is the land that's up by Old Connell Insurance up on 65.